great day in the afternoon, and welcome to the Let's Do It Radio Sunday Service, sponsored by none other than DoItAllInTheMall.com. All entrepreneurs can be found on the homepage of DoItAllInTheMall.com under the Clients section and their websites, where you can securely shop online 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listening entertainment wherever you are. DoItAllInTheMall.com does not own the rights to any of the clips or music you hear during the service today. And now, let's hear from our speaker for today.
Bless the Lord. Good evening, everybody around the world. We're grateful for the marvelous opportunity to come share with you on this evening. And we have a wonderful program for you today. We have a guest speaker who's going to really speak beautiful. Pastor Minister B. Jenkins out of Little Rock, Arkansas, my hometown. And she's going to minister for us. So right now, we're glad that you tuned in everywhere from every state that have tuned in. And we want you to just open your hearts up and let the Lord fill your hearts and open the eyes of your understanding. You that are not close to him, that you might come closer. And you that need to know him, that you might get to know him through the word of the Lord. Now I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you for those who tuned in to the program this evening. Lord, let a special word, let a special something be said that they might be drawn closer to you. Lord, let a song be sung that they might sing throughout the week in the name of Jesus. And let this be the turning point for some, Lord. Let this be the crossroad where they accept you in their hearts, in their minds, in their souls, and do your will in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you bless Sharon over the Do It All in the Mall program, Lord. Bless all of those that support her, and let the supporters be added in the name of Jesus, that thou would do these things for us. Let your anointing fall on this program this evening, and to all of the listeners, we'll be so careful, and give thy name the praise now and forevermore. Let us all say amen. Now we will hear a song, He's Real in My Soul.
never, never know what it say that I am so for sure. Jesus, you real God, God, God in my soul. You so real love. When you feel it down at all, Jesus, he will come in and wash away all your doubt. And if you feel so, so blue, Jesus, he will come in with love and make it all.
Amen. He's real in my soul. Truly today, God is real to us. Now, I'm going to share a little bit about our guest speaker we have out of Little Rock, Arkansas today. And I'm going to read a little bit of her bio. All right. Okay. Beatrice Jackson Jenkins, a.k.a. Pastor B, was born in Little Rock, Arkansas to the late Reverend Benny L. Jackson, Senior and Evangelist Barbara L. Jackson, under the tutelage of her mother, Pastor B, learned to play the piano and organ through ear training and sight reading. As a result, at the age of 8, she began to play for the church where her father served as pastor. She later graduated from Central High School and served as minister of music for additional churches in the surrounding areas. She matriculated at Memphis State University, received a BA in piano and voice performance, all while serving as minister of music for the late Bishop J.O. Patterson. While there, she received mentorship and additional training through workshop conducted by the late Maddie Moss Clark and the late Mr. Richard Clean and the late Reverend James Moore. She also received an associate degree in business administration at the University of Phoenix Online. She has performed on Bobby Jones Gospel and won several music awards. Pastor B performed as Miss Arkansas in the Hal Jackson Talent Team Competition held at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Pastor B was named winner of the Kim Burrell Ephesians 4 Talent Competition, held at Pastor John P. Key's church in Charlotte, North Carolina. She is a pastor, minister of music, piano, and voice instructor, workshop clinician, songwriter, and founder of A Time to Decree with Pastor B, a ministry that airs at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time every Thursday on Facebook Live. Lastly, she is a mother of her 3 beautiful daughters and a grandmother too. She is indeed an anointed, gifted woman of many hats, and she used them all to glorify God. She endeavors to engage internationally in order to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ through song and preach word of God. Now we'll have a song by Miranda Curtis. This is the day. Oh,
Rejoice and be glad.
Oh, it's
hallelujah.
We bless.
Miranda Curtis enjoyed that This Is the Day. She did a wonderful job with that song. Now, again, I'm so grateful to have from my own hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas, and she does a wonderful job over at First Baptist Highland Park, and Reverend Walker, and we are surely glad to hear, and we are open to receive what the Lord will have her to speak to us, and I'm so happy to present to you all our speaker for today, and that's none other than Beatrice Jackson Jenkins. The voice next that you will hear will be none other than Beatrice Jackson Jenkins. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Somebody just say praise the Lord right where you
praise
are.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, my God. How many of you know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. Come on, and be glad in it. Oh, my God. I know this is radio, but I don't know about you. I came to have some church. Amen. Yes. That's why I bless the Lord at all times, and His praise continually be in my mouth. I am so excited about this opportunity. Amen. To God, who's ahead of my life. Amen. To Reverend Ronnie Marshall for this opportunity. And what can we say about Let's Do It Radio's very own Sherrion Frazier? Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for asking me to share, amen, a word on this awesome evening. Amen. To my mother, I know she's on, Evangelist Barbara Jackson. I'm well covered tonight. I have pastors, my brother, I have pastors, Benny L. Jackson and Pastor Byron Jackson. Amen. Amen. My daughters are on. Hallelujah. And also all friends and family who are on, who have tuned in from all over the world. Amen. Amen. There is a word from the Lord. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I won't be before you long, because I want to go ahead and deposit this word into your spiritual bank account. Amen. Galatians 1 and 10. Amen. Psalms 55 and 22, the 55th division of Psalms, in the 22nd verse. And then 1 Peter 5 and 7. Amen. Right where you are as we read. Amen. Just lift your hands as we read Galatians 1 and 10 out of respect. If you're able to stand where you are, amen. Oh, God, I feel the presence of the Lord going through the airways. And Galatians 1 and 10 reads, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or God? This is Paul talking. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or God? Or am I trying to please people? Because if I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of God. Psalm 55 and 22 says, cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Cast your cares. Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you, and He will never let the righteous be shaken. 1 Peter 5 and 7 reads, casting all of your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Casting all of your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Oh, my brothers and my sisters out there in radio land, oh, my God, I need you to let somebody know right where you are in your house. Find them and let them know that Pastor B is going to preach about, I'm preaching from the subject by the help of the Holy Ghost, I declare, I don't even care. I declare that I don't even care. That's right, that's right. I declare that I don't even care, because I'm in the season of cast my cares. Good God Almighty. 1 Peter 5 says, cast all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. I don't even care, because I'm in the season of cast my cares. Anybody listening? In the season of cast your cares, cast all of your cares upon him, for he cares for you, my sister. He cares for you, my brother. I need you to lay hands on yourself and say, he cares for me. He cares. For me, he cares. In a crisis, he cares. When I'm sick, he cares. Health issues, he cares. He cares for me. I declare, I don't even care, because I'm casting all of my cares upon him. Somebody say all. I'm casting it all. I'm giving him all of my cares. And all means all. I declare, I don't even care because God's got it all in control. I don't even care because this problem is too big for me. I don't know who I'm talking to, but whoever you are, that problem is too big for you to solve. Oh, my God. This pandemic is too big for you. Oh, my God. It's out of our hands. America is out of our hands. So we got to put it all in his hands. Somebody say, I put it all in his hands. I put it all in his hands. I put my vision, I put my vet, I put it all in his hands. I came to preach to some I don't even care folk who then fooled around and became sick and tired of being sick and tired. I came to preach to some folk who became sick and tired of chasing behind folk, running behind folk who don't even like you. Come on, somebody. Running behind folk, trying to impress folk who don't even want to see you succeed. I came to preach to some folk who are sick and tired, oh my God, of trying to find you in other folk. Oh my God, can I say that again? You're sick and tired of trying to find you in other folk. The way you would treat people, you're trying to find that in other folk. The way you help people, you're trying to find you in other folk. The way you give of yourself, you're trying to find you, good God Almighty, in other folk. My God, oh my God, and when it's showtime, those so-called friends are nowhere to be found. Any listeners out there? Have to get to the point. I declare I don't even care. Oh, my God. Because I'm in the season of casting my care. Any worries, any issues, any pain, any problems, any burdens, all that trauma, all that chaos, good God, all that confusion, your bills, that mess, that stress, that toxic relationship, that's what you call a care. Good God Almighty. Ooh, can I say that again? That's what we call a care. And you may name some I haven't named, but I don't know about you, but whatever it is, God, if it fits the description of a care, you got to make up in your mind that you're going to be in the season. Let God take you to the season of I don't even care, because I refuse to take the cares of that to my next level, good God Almighty. Can I say that again? I refuse to take the cares of that to my next level. And people of God, we all have a that. Oh, your that may be cake, and my that may be pie, good God. But we all have a that. We all have a that. My that may be mess, and your that may be keep it up mess, good God Almighty. But we all, good God Almighty, we all have a that. We all have a that that we need to lay at his feet. I heard the song said, take the burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Somebody said, see, the reason we're going through because we picked it up too soon. You got to leave it there. You got to leave it on the altar. Good God, leave it. Oh, my God. We're picking it up and taking it back to the pew. We're picking it up and taking it back to our jobs. We're picking it up and taking it back to our homes. But God, Lord have mercy, I wish somebody who is listening would say, I'm going to take my burdens to the Lord and leave it there, because he cares for me. He cares for you. Some how the 55th division and 22nd verse says, he will let he will not let the righteous. He will not let the righteous be shaken. That's why you need to cast your cares on him, because he will not let the righteous be shaken. So I stopped by to ask the question, where are the righteous? Are there any righteous listening on tonight? What are righteous folk who know that no matter what you, no matter what you're going through, no matter what come your way, God won't let you be shaken. The verse says he will not let the righteous be shaken. Look at somebody say, I was shook, but I wasn't shaken. He shook me, but I wasn't shaken. I stopped by to let you know you'll be shook, but not shaken. Good God, it shook me, but it didn't shake me. COVID shook us up, America, but it didn't shake our faith. All that problem shook me, good God, but it didn't shake my praise. It shook me, good God, but it didn't shake my hallelujah. It didn't shake my thank you, Jesus. I went through a shook up. I went through a shook up. Can I say that again? I went through a shook up. I went through a shook up. But thank God it didn't shake my trust, because I will trust in the Lord until I die. That's why I declare I don't even care, because God has granted me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. He's given me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. I come to the conclusion that it is what it is. Look at somebody where you are and say, I come to the conclusion to accept the things I cannot change. It is what it is. I got to accept the people I cannot change. It is what it is. I got to accept the problem that I cannot change. That's why some of y'all are living, oh God, with a limp, because you came out of it with a limp. It may not change, but it is. It is. It is. It is. It is what it is. It is. Those opinions, what they think about you, you can't change them. It is what it is. But God has given us courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. One thing I need is wisdom. I need to know the difference of what I need, oh God, to change, or what I cannot change. I declare that I refuse to carry the cares of what I can't change to my next season. Can I say that again? Can somebody just lift your hands and say, I declare that I refuse to carry the cares of what I can't change to my next season. I feel the Holy Ghost. Can I say that again? I lift my hands, hallelujah, and declare that I refuse to carry, good God, the cares of what I cannot change to my next season. So what am I saying, Radio Land? I'm saying I've got to let it go. Good God Almighty. Somebody lift your hands and say, let it go. Go find 3 people in your house and say, let it go. Yes, they hurt you, but let it go. Yes, they left you, but let it go. Yes, they betrayed you, but let it go. Yes, you lost your car, but let it go. You were foreclosed on your home, but let it go. God, give me the strength to let it go. Somebody say, give me the strength, God. Give me the strength, God. Give me the strength. I need the strength to let it go. Let it go. Let go and let God. Somebody say, let go and let God. Let go and let God. Come on now. Let go and let God. You got to forget about those folk. Oh, my God. Because the greatest prison, the greatest jail, the greatest prison, the greatest jail that people live in is the fear of what other people think and say. Can I say it again? The greatest prison, the greatest jail that people live in is the fear of what other people think, say, and I want to say do, my God. But is there anybody listening that will say, I don't even care? I don't even care what they say or what they think, because haters don't hate. Haters don't lift your hands and say, God, thank you for my haters. I don't even care because I'm no longer walking in fear of what folks say or feel. I'm out of that prison of fear. Good God. Somebody just say, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out of that jail of fear. I'm out of that prison of fear. For the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And whom shall I be afraid? I'm out of that prison. Somebody say, I'm out. 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 I'm talking to somebody who's still in that prison. I want to tell you, come out. Come out wherever you are. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, wherever you are. Come out, come out, come out, my sister. Come out, my brother, wherever you are. I'm out of that prison of fear. Whom shall I fear? Because the Lord is the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? I declare, 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 I declare that I don't even care. I don't even care because I'm out of that prison of people pleasing. Our text says the question is asked, oh my God, am I now seeking the approval of man, or am I seeking the approval of God? Somebody answer the question, please. Who am I seeking approval from? Oh, my God. Am I trying to please man? Because the Bible says if I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of God. Read it for yourself. I don't know about you, but oh, no. Ain't no people pleasing worth that. Ain't no people pleasing worth, oh my God, me no longer being called a servant, good God Almighty, of God. Because why? Because I'm living to hear him say servant. Ooh, my God, I feel like running. I don't know about you. I'm living, good God, to hear him say servant. Not half done, but well done. I haven't been in the oven long enough to come out well done. You haven't been in a fire long enough to come out well done. So it's time, it's time, it's time to tell that spirit of people pleasing. I don't even care if you like me or not. Because I'll say it again. If you, oh my God, get out the prison. Ask God to get you out. Get you out. I'm out of that prison, oh God, of caring about what people say, do, or think. I'm out of that prison of people pleasing. In other words, I'm out of prison. I'm out of jail, which means I'm no longer stuck in eye care. Because I care is only for those who are in jail. Oh, my God, y'all just missed that. Y'all don't know when to shout. I'm no longer stuck in I care because I care is only available to those who are still behind bars of fear, behind bars of depression, behind bars of low self-esteem, behind bars of you're not going to be my friend, behind bars of worry and doubt. But somebody say, I'm no longer needing eye care because God done brought me out. He done brought me out of that prison. He's brought me out. And his name, do you know who he is? Do you know who the bailiff is? Do you know who the judge is? His name is Jesus. And he'll stick closer than any brother. I'm out of that jail. I've been delivered. And my biggest deliverance, Radio Land, was not from drugs. My biggest deliverance, Radio Land, was not from alcohol. My biggest deliverance, Radio Land, was not from lying perversion. My biggest deliverance, oh my God, was not from suicidal thoughts, mental health issues, but my biggest deliverance was from people. Somebody say, I declare my biggest deliverance was from people. Somebody say, I've been delivered. Oh, God. Come on, somebody say it again. I've been delivered. I dare you to walk around your living room and say, I've been delivered. Oh, I dare you to walk around in your kitchen and say, I've been delivered. I dare you to walk around in your den and say, I've been delivered. That's why you can declare you don't even care. they lie on you, you don't even care. When they don't support you, you don't even care. When they reject you, don't even care, because you're getting ready to go from rejected to respected. Oh, my God, y'all just missed that. You don't even care. I don't even care, because I'm getting ready to go from rejected to respected. Somebody just write that down on a tablet, because God told me to tell you, don't even care about being overlooked, because you're getting ready to go from overlooked to overbooked. Oh, God, y'all don't know where to shout. Somebody praise God, because you're going from overlooked to overbooked. And if they don't encourage you, do like David and encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to pat your own self on the back. I dare somebody who's listening to get the patting. Pat your own self on the back and say, self, by the help of the Lord, we gonna make it. Get your, oh my God, get the patting. Get the patting your own self and say, self, I may have picked up some pounds. I may have picked up some weight, but I still look good. Self, good God Almighty, I made some mistakes, but I may not be what I wanna be. But thank God, I'm not what I used to be. Self, self, you mean, pat your own self on the back and say, self, I didn't get the promotion, I didn't get the job, but I don't even care, because God's got something better for me. Come on, somebody. God's got something better for you. And I don't know about you, but God has for me. Yes, for me. Well, Pastor B, how do you get to this season? Good God Almighty. How did you get to this season of cast my cares? Good God. What do you do, good God, when hell is breaking out all around you? What do you do, good God Almighty, when I'm behind in my rent? What do I do when I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills? What do I do when my job says if I don't get the shot, I'm going to have to be laid off? What do I do, Lord have mercy, I got the shot and I still got COVID? What do you do when you're in the season? I'm trying to transition to this next season of I don't even care. Oh, my God, and cast my cares. Well, what do you have to do? Well, the answer is, let me give you my testimony. The answer is, I've been desensitized. When God delivered me, oh, God, he desensitized me. I stopped by to tell somebody, when God delivers you, he'll desensitize you. When God saves you, oh, my God, when God saves you, he'll raise you from pleasing folk to pleasing him. Oh, can I say that again? When he saves you, oh, my God, when he saves you, he'll raise you. When he saves you, he'll raise you from caring about, oh my God, pleasing folk to pleasing him. God will desensitize you, so you will no longer seek approval from man, but approval from God. Because people will have you focusing on fact versus faith. People will have you focusing on fear versus faith. They will have you focusing on people versus the promise. So he has to desensitize you. You got to first be delivered. And deliverance, oh my God, your deliverance will allow you to be desensitized. He'll desensitize you because everybody can go where God is taking you. I don't know who's listening, but I stopped by to tell you. You're trying to hold on to the wrong folk, good God. You're trying to take them to the promised land. You're trying to take, oh God, you didn't have the strength to cut them, so God let them cut you. God said, I allowed it because everybody can go where God is taking you. Where are the desensitized listeners on tonight? Where are the delivered desensitized folk who can testify that when he delivered you, he desensitized you? Your deliverance came with a desensitizer. Can I say that again? Ooh, somebody write that down. My deliverance came, ooh, with a desensitizer. I used to be sensitive. I used to wear my feelings on my shoulders. But my deliverance, oh God, hallelujah. My deliverance came with a desensitizer. somebody say, but now I'm delivered. But now that I'm delivered, I ain't sensitive no more. I ain't sensitive no more because my deliverance came with the desensitizer. Oh, my God, my deliverance came with a desensitizer. I've been sprayed with a desensitizer. God sprayed me. I've been delivered, oh, God, and it came with a desensitizer. That's what I can say now. I can declare that I don't even care. I'm delivered. I don't even care. I don't even care because I'm in the season of cast my cares. Anybody gonna cast your cares? Anybody gonna cast your cares as I get ready to close right now? I'm looking for some desensitized folk that can say, I declare when I go through trials, I declare when I go through tribulations, cast my cares. I'm going to cast my cares. Whatever I go through, my God, when I go through the wind and the rain, when I go through the storm, when I go through the fire, I'm going to cast my cares. When I go through unemployment, I'm going to cast my cares. Why am I going to cast my cares? Because cast my cares reminds me, what it will remind me, that be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Is there anybody watching that can say, be not dismayed, whatever betide, and whatever means whatever, no matter what come your way, you know that God will take care of you. Hallelujah. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will. I'm a living witness. He will. He will. I know he will. Anybody can say, he will. Yes, he will. So not he will. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will. He'll take care of you. Is there anybody listening that will lift your hand and say, I know he will. He will. Good God, take care of me. I declare I'm in the season of cast my cares because I serve a God that he has great care packages. He has a great care package. He has a great care package, and he knows what's best for you. If you need a doctor, he's a doctor in the sick room. If you need a lawyer, he's a lawyer in the courtroom. If you need a provider, he'll take your two fish. Five loaves of bread, feed 5,000. If you need a friend, he has a good care package. He has a total care package. If you need a friend that sticks closer than any brother, I dare you to say, what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, he has a good care package. He'll give you peace. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless things we bear. But all because we do not carry everything. Somebody lift your hand and say, everything. Everything to God in prayer. Take it to Jesus. He'll help you. Take it to Jesus. He cares for you. Take it to Jesus. You may not know how, and you may not know when, but I dare you to put your trust in him. He'll make everything all right. Is there anybody here know who I'm talking about? If you know who I'm talking about, I dare you to lift your hand and say, yeah. Yeah, woo, yeah, hallelujah. He will take care of you. I need somebody right now where you are, hallelujah, to take 5 seconds. Right where you are, right where you are, take 5 seconds and give God a cast my cares praise. Take 5 seconds, lift your hands and give God a cast my cares praise. Why? Number one, he woke you up this morning. Number two, he started you all your way. Three, when you look back over your life, you should have been dead, sleeping. Jesus. And oh, he says to you, your soul shall cry out, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Number five seconds. Come on, we're almost done. Five, because you're still alive. If you don't do number praise, I'm right there. Because you are still alive. 5 seconds. Because you're still alive. You are a living testimony. You are. You. You are. You could have been dead. Come on and praise him. Come on and give him glory. Come on and thank him. Come on and say hallelujah. Come on and love on him. Come on and worship him. Come on. He's been real, real good. Yes, he has. I'm in the season of cast my cares. Because he cares. Hallelujah. He cares for me. He cares for you. Whatever you need tonight, I dare you to lay aside the care and cast your cares, because he cares for you. I don't even care, because I'm in the season of cast my cares. To God be the glory for the listeners, and most of all, the doers, the hearers and the doers of this word. God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Didn't our hearts burn as she ministered along the way, told us the truth, and oh, how touching it was. Take me back to the days of Evangelist Alma Locke, who used to come over to Bishop McMurray's, Sharon Curry, Minister Curry. She's on, she knows about what I'm talking about. Over on 84th and Hoover, Bishop McMurray used to have Evangelist Alma Locke come through, and she preached just the replicate of what are we hearing tonight under the anointings of Pastor B. My. What a word. Now, I just want to urge you to tune in on next Sunday. Every fifth Sunday, Pastor B. Jenkins will be ministering right here on Do It All in the Mall at 5 p.m. on every fifth Sunday. If you want to hear more of this anointing, of this preaching, from this woman of God, I urge you heretically, every fifth Sunday, 5 p.m., tune in right here to Do It All in the Mall. And she's going to be ministering the gospel as she done to us today. Now, for the most part, we're going to have a song, Jesus Made Me Whole, and then I'll come back and I will do the altar call to discipleship. Jesus Made Me Whole. This song off of my Praise God album.
Jesus is sure, I can't deny, your blood.
Now tonight, cast your cares and declare that you're not going to care because you're casting your cares upon Jesus. Now we open the doors. We open the doors. You that are listening and you don't know Jesus and you want to know how to know him, all you got to do is confess your faults one to another, the things that you've done to yourself and you've done to others, and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead wherever you are. If you believe that God raised him from the dead and he is the Son of God and he's coming back to judge the world, if you believe this on this evening, your position has changed. Now, even though your position has changed because you confess Christ, your conditions will still have to be worked upon. Now, how do they be worked upon? By you coming and joining some body of believers and by your listening to the word of the Lord, letting the word of God become your practical way of life every day. Letting the word of the Lord lead your conscious decisions. Let the word of the Lord be your life and your life be the word. Well, then your conditions start to be worked upon, whatever they are, whatever the issues of your heart, issues of your mind. We're not going to care no more. We're going to cast it upon Jesus. For the Bible says he do care for you. Now, wherever you are, if your life headed down a dead-end road, all you got to do is turn and come to Jesus. Now, listen to this. Jesus can make you whole. He can wash your spotted soul. He's the one. Jesus can make you whole. If you feel down and out, that's no reason to doubt. Jesus the one. Jesus can make you whole. All you got to do is just believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and your life takes on a new meaning. Wherever you are, don't be bound anymore. You heard the preacher. Don't be bound anymore. Don't even consider things that you think are challenging your life, that are holding you imprisoned to limitations and illusion. Come on to Jesus. Let him open the eyes of your understanding. Let him make you new, because he knows with your life what to do. All you got to do is come to him. Now, thank God for that. The door is open. All you got to do, you want to call in later on, if you want to confess Christ later on in your home, wherever you are, if you want to call a friend and tell them, say, I just want to confess Christ before you, with your ears listening to me on that side of the phone while I'm on this side of the phone, come on to Jesus. The best thing that you will ever do in this age, in this time, in this dispensation of grace and the Spirit, come to Jesus. Well, there's room at the cross, whatever you make the decision. And we thank God today again for such a unique and such a wonderful speaker who spoke the word of the Lord, and our hearts did burn. Now I'm urging you heretically on the fifth Sunday, Central Time, standard, 5 p.m., for you that are in Little Rock, Arkansas, and surrounding areas, then there are other times that will be issued on the flyers that come out on Pastor B. But don't miss it. You heard what you heard the little bit she did today. Then join her fifth Sunday on Do It All in the Mall, 5 p.m., and let your heart be rejuvenated. Let your mind be rejuvenated with the word of the Lord. Here on this fourth Sunday service with Ronnie Marshall, we certainly did enjoy Pastor B. Jenkins from Little Rock, Arkansas. We couldn't have had it no better if Jackie McCullen did it. We couldn't have had no better if Alba Locke was still alive. She done it. This woman put out the word of the Lord, and she did it with an anointing.
Amen, amen. Amen.
With an anointing and with a unique way of ministering the word of the Lord. Pastor Jay, I'm so glad to have you here today. And I got mine. I got mine.
God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Now, if you would be kind enough, if you have anything else to say, give us the benediction, and we will appreciate you.
Yes, sir. prayer. God be the glory. God be the glory. I'm so glad that, again, for this awesome opportunity. I'm so thankful. And I must say as a testimony that this was just laid on me. Amen. And Sister Sharon said, no, Fifth Sundays. You're going to do Fifth Sundays. So I just thank God for this. I'll be on my own, I believe, next week. But I thank you, Reverend Ronnie Marshall, for asking me to be your guest speaker. And I don't know what God is doing in this season, but I do know for a fact I'm in the season of Cast My Care. Amen. Thank you again, Sister Frazier, Sharon Frazier, all of you who are watching, who listen. Well, listening all over the world. Thank you for tuning in. I do want you to tune in again on next Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm excited about the next message to deposit into your spiritual bank account. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. Let somebody know about this Let's Do It Radio, amen, station. It's so much to it. This just, I can go on and on and on, amen. But I want you to spread the word what God is doing, amen, through Sister Frazier and this awesome radio station. Sister Sharon Curry, thank you so much as well, amen, for your referral. All of you who are listening, all of you who are just were blessed, let us know something. Let the radio station know that you were blessed, amen, by the word of God. And if all minds and hearts are cleared, let's get out of here, amen, the way that we need to do, amen. Amen. Till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, God be with you. Till we meet again. God, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you for your outpouring. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for those who were blessed, those whose lives were changed. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not leave the way we came on this broadcast, in Jesus' name. Now, may the peace, oh, God, may your peace that surpasses all understanding rest, rule, and abide with each of us now and forevermore. Lord, let us remember that whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Let me stay in the season of cast all my cares. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say amen and thank
amen.
God.
Amen.
Please leave comments on these shows. As you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up, and a commission is earned on qualified purchases, go back into your communities where your money matters. You can change lives and make lives matter while making a difference. Nationwide or worldwide, make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. Donations are welcome as well. Click on the donate button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Contact us if you'd like to be on Let's Do It Radio, have a topic for discussion, or to advertise your business by sending an email to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com or by completing the contact us information on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. The old-fashioned way works by calling 509-406-6920. You can Skype and tune in, listen or talk with us at 845-241-9985. Tuesdays through Fridays during the following times: 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Tuesdays, retired teacher Janet Schwartz, Keeping History Alive, alternating with Ralph Steele, Investment Specialist. Wednesdays, Reverend Carolyn McCullough, Teaching from the Bible. Wednesday evenings, alternating with Stephanie Lott Whitfield, Why Does Love Hurt? 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays, hanging out with Sergeant Parks and keeping it real. Fridays, Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action, Vibin' with Vitiligo. Fridays, alternating poetry read by Roshamba Adwoa. Saturday, kids' movies. Listen with your ears day. 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday service. Listen only to guest speakers. 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. First Sundays, Reverend Carolyn McCullough. Second Sundays, Dr. Ralph Steele. Third Sundays, Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Fourth Sundays, Reverend Ronnie Marshall. Fifth Sundays, Pastor Beatrice Jenkins. We'll close out today's with song. Welcome to the family of God. I ask that you go to the homepage of doitallinthemall.com and complete a contact form and place your information there, and we'll send some information to you by mail to help you better understand what happened to you when you gave your life to Christ. We also invite you to attend Bible study with us by calling in at 845-241-9985.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Say that again. I have been touched. Put your hand on your neighbor. Say you have been touched. Put your hand on them. Say you have been touched. Changed. Healed. Say this. Totally free from sin. Say that again. Totally free from. I have been touched, changed, healed. Totally free from sin. Every shackle broke. Now I can live.
Change.
because of you. I've been restored. I've been renewed. I've come alive because of you. I'm trying to get you to confess it. Come on. I've been
has all your religious items, such as Bibles in all languages, religious charms, t-shirts, and gift shops with anointing oils, and memorial shops with more shops coming. We'd love to put your religious products in the mall. From the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, please complete the contact us information and send it. As you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up, and a commission is earned on qualified purchases going back into your communities where your money matters. You can change lives and make lives matter while making a difference nationwide and even worldwide. Make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. Tour the website while listening to the service. Donations are welcome by clicking the donation button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. doitallinthemall.com.
help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.